Is there anything else anyone has on your heart this morning? It's already been good to be in the house of the Lord.
I didn't know what day I was playing for a long time. I went to the altar for years. But I got saved at Salem as a visitor when I was 13. And I didn't realize that all that trouble I had left.
Amen.
The next year I figured it out, and I didn't tell anybody until they gave an invitation for members when I was about. The first night they gave an invitation for members, I was next year. And I didn't write that down either. I didn't write down that date. And years later, I was talking to my mother about that. And I didn't know. She said, oh, I can tell you.
Amen.
Because revival set their churches set the revival at the same time every year. So we just had to look it up. It was the second Sunday night of the revival. I got full of everything back by the church to tell them that there was results of the day. But I'm thankful to let that be.
Amen.
I didn't acknowledge it first time.
Try
to acknowledge now, God's
that,
no matter what else goes on,
God's
peace and
amen.
For my last eternity.
Amen. Bless you, Sister Betty. Appreciate these beautiful words. Someone else have something upon your heart. Something needs to be said or done. Amen.
You know, the moment after I got saved, that Saturday morning, late, I just kind of ran into the garage and said, you know, Billy, I guess I just knew what it was. And one of the first things I remember to say then was, I just don't think I can do something to do.
I thought that was really profound. He loves you anyway. He loves you anyway. He loves me anyway. Anybody else before we Brother Travis pretty much preached my sermon before I came down here. He used different scriptures, but he talked about the same things that I was feeling like I needed to talk about today, if it's the Lord's will. But if the Lord needs to do the talking, I love to listen to Him. You say, well, how does He do that? He speaks through you. He'll speak through the church. He'll speak, and all we got to do is listen. In fact, all we got to do is hear and do. Did you know that? Hear and do. You know who said that? Jesus did. He said, that's what He said. He said, just hear and do. So today, if we are allowed to speak for just a moment of time, it's focus on the right things. Are we focused on the right things? Are you focused on the right things right now? If you're focused on the right things, and Brother Travis, he said this morning on the radio, our son-in-law's, we were listening to him on the way here. He said that, you know, our focus in life needs to be real important. But he never really expounded upon how that we can focus on the right things. And that's what's upon me today. What do we need to do to focus on the right things? Number one, we need to hear and do. You don't have a lot of room on the back of your bulletin today, but you're not going to need a lot of room because there's only about three things I want to bring out. The second thing is be sure that you're on a strong foundation. Sure and strong foundation. And if we don't focus on the right things, the results of not focusing on the right things, ultimately, Jesus said, the ruin is great. Did you know that? The ruin is great. I find in Luke chapter 6, in the last verses 46 through 49, is where we'd like to take a reading lesson. And just about every time I preached on this or heard it preached on, I've always heard it preached to lost people on what they need to do. But today the Lord has instructed me that I need to listen for myself in order for us to do the right things or focus on the right things. Keep in mind, He loves you anyway. Because a lot of us will start beating ourselves up right away and say, well, you know what? I try to focus on the right things, but it still seems like everything goes wrong. Or I beat up myself and say, well, I should have done this or I should have done that. Listen, what I said earlier, and then the Sunday school, He loves you anyway. He loves you anyway. Jesus said this. He said, and why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Why do we call Him Lord, Lord, and do not the things that He said? Some of you, He may have told you to do something right now or a few moments ago, and you're thinking to yourself, what does it really matter? If God's in it, it matters everything. But what if I don't do it? He still loves you anyway. But I want to help us today to focus on the right things. If there's one thing I need to do, is focus on the right things. How do we do that? Jesus said this, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. I want Jesus to show you today who you'll be like if you listen to what he says, hear it, and then put that into action. Do the things that we're supposed to do. Hear and do. Jesus said, this is who he's like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. I don't know about you. I haven't done a lot of right things in this life, but one thing that I did right is I know that I am founded upon the rock. And if you've been saved by God's glorious grace, you got that right. That's the right focus. That's the right thing to be focused on. But maybe you're saying to yourself, Brother Spurgeon, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just not there yet.
Well, listen to what else Jesus said. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently. And then it says, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. That's from the words of Jesus. Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. So how do we get to the point where we hear and do the things that God wants us to do? Turn with me to James. James chapter 1 and verse 17. James chapter 1 and verse 17, it tells us not to be just hearers of the Word, but doers of the Word. Before he said that, listen to what else he said. First of all, he said, every good gift. Oh, I like to just ponder on that. I like to think about all the good gifts. You all are good gifts. Every person that's here today is a gift from God. Your presence, your spirituality, your encouragement, your prayers, your love for one another, your love for lost humanity, your love for everybody. You know, sometimes we have to stick our neck out there, you see, to love somebody. But listen, it's a good thing that we know that. He says, for every good gift and every perfect gift, well, that's from above. I don't feel like I've got much to offer down here, but I've got something in here that I wish everybody had. And you know where it came from? It came from way up there. And it came from way up there. And I tried to reach up one day, and I couldn't get up there. I told myself, if God saw me, and I thought to myself, how in the world could anybody love me? But you know what? He does. And he did. And I like to say, he loves me anyway. He loves me anyway. Despite me. Despite you. Despite the things that we are and what we have been. I'll tell you, there's a perfect gift that's still awaiting for everybody that's here today. He said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He said, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that he should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. I'll tell you, if you just listen to what he's got to say, if he hears of his word, then you can call him Lord. Then you can say, Lord, Lord, and say, Lord, I'm here to do what you want me to do today. But he said, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I ask you to do? He said, if you're going to let me be your Lord, you're going to have to listen to what I have to say, and then you need to do what I've asked you to say. Listen to what James went on to say. He said this. He said, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. He says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And listen to the rest of the instruction. He said, for if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. In other words, get this picture. As you got up this morning, how many of you looked in the mirror? Is there anybody that didn't look in the mirror today? Anybody? Everybody look in the mirror today? Or you say, well, I didn't have the ability to look at the mirror, and so mama had to look at you. You know, a lot of times the little children, they're playing and stuff. Have you ever had one of those spit baths? I've had one of those spit baths. In fact, I've had several of those spit baths. You know, when you got ready to go to church, and you didn't care about looking in the mirror back then, all you and go on and on and on. And then when he finally got her attention, all he asked him to do is do what he asked him to do. And I'm going to tell you right now, he has never let any of his own go on their own. He'll go with you every step of the way. I'm not fussing at anybody today. I'm telling you the truth. This is what God said today. He said to hear and do the things that I ask you to do. He says, for behold, he beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Oh, brothers and sisters, sometimes we just need to take a good heart and listen to what he says. If you're going to be a hearer of the word and a doer, you need to get a good hard look at yourself. And I'll guarantee you, the harder you look, the more you're not going to like what you see. You're not going to like what you hear. But listen, what I learned in Sunday school today is this. He loves you anyway. That's good, isn't it? He loves you anyway. He said, but whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. It goes for the ladies too. It goes for all of us. You can be blessed in your deed if you'll just do what he asks you to do. How many of you are going to forget what you learned today when you go out the door? Oh, that's what he's saying. Don't be a forgetful hearer. Don't be a forgetful doer. But do what I ask you to do. And he'll be back. Let me say this. He's already there. Wherever he's sending any of us, he's already there. Listen. He said, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, he says, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be one that's considered vain religion. I want to practice what I preach. I want to teach and do as God would have me to do. And when I fail, I say, you know what we need to do? We need to repent and say, God, I'm sorry. I let you down. But the reply is always the same. I love you anyway. I do. And so when we're focused on the right things and focused, I mean not just hear about them, just nonchalantly let them go on one ear and out the other, but oh God, let it stick today. Let it stick. You say, but Spurgeon, I've heard this message over and over and over and over again, and it still hasn't stuck. Well, don't give up, because he loves you anyway. And I don't know why God just interject here, but I there's two more people that I want you to pray for. I want you to pray for Rhonda's mother today. She's having a hard time. She's getting weak. She's getting weary. And it's a wearisome feeling to us. And whatever reason, I just feel like I just need to interject that. Because I don't want to be just a hearer of the word while I was up here meditating. The Spirit of the Lord said that you ask prayer for your mother-in-law today. And then we get so busy even trying to get ready to have service or get ready to preach that we fail to do what he's asking us to do. You say, Brother Spurgeon, he told me to do that a few moments ago. I would be interrupting you now if I stopped you. No, you wouldn't. You'd be doing what God wants you to do. You'd be focused on the right thing. And so sometimes we just got to stop and listen. A lot of times we can't do what he wants us to do because we won't stop long enough to listen to what he wants us to do. And then when we hear it, oh, I can't do that. Why can't you? He loves you anyway. Maybe you're going to let yourself use that as an excuse. Well, I'm not going to do it today because he loves me anyway. That's what my pastor said. That's not the point. That's not the point. The point is he loves you so much that we are indebted to him for all eternity, for what he's done for us. All of you that stood up here today, I'll tell you, you just didn't stand up here because you wanted. that God gave you from above and nobody can take it away. Nobody can take it away. Your mind can take it away. There are people whose minds are just gone. But if God saved your soul, it can't take it away. A wheelchair can't take it away. I'll tell you what, that's God. There ain't nobody going to take that away. Nobody. Nobody can take that away. So what is pure religion? He said, pure religion and undefiled before God. The Father is this. He's really always said, hear what I got to say. If you do these three things, everything else will fall in place. In other words, if you focus on the right things, what did he say? He said, you focus on this. He said, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. In other words, lend a helping hand. Lend that helping hand. Lend that ear every now and then. Sometimes you don't even have to lend a helping hand. Sometimes you just got to lend an ear every now and then and listen to what they got to say. Or somebody might be struggling along the way. Or somebody might be struggling. And I guarantee you there's somebody struggling here today. And there's certain people that are members of this church that have been members here a long, long time that are struggling today. But they're not here. He said to visit the fatherless and the widows and their afflictions. And then the third thing is this. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. Oh, man! Brother Spurgeon, I want to be a hero of the Word. I want to be a doer of the Word. But keep myself unspotted from the world? How in the world am I going to do that? Or you might say, I have failed in that. He loves you anyway. Number two. Number one, he said, be hearers and doers. That's what Jesus said, didn't he? He says, if you're going to call me Lord, Lord, you got to do the things I've asked you to do. Be a hearer of the words and a doer of the word. And then James tells us a little bit more how to do that. And then finally, we look at the next thing. He says, are you sure that you're on a strong foundation? Is it a sure and firm foundation? If it is, it will withstand anything. There's nothing that Satan and all the demons of the world can throw at you that will knock you off the rock if you're really on the rock. I mean really on the rock. You know the Apostle Paul, that's what he told the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's turn over there and read this for just a few moments of time. And let's put this into perspective. You see, and when you're focused on the right things, and other members of the church are focused on the right things, and this member's focused on the right things, and we all come together, I'm going to tell you, that is a strong bond. So therefore, you know what we are? Paul said, for we are laborers together with each other. He said, we are laborers together with God. And not only laborers together with God, he said, you are God's husbandry. You are God's building. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. In order for us to build of the kingdom of God and to build upon the foundation of the Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, and the acts of the apostles have been those stones that we're still building on today, and that firm foundation, first of all, you got to hear, you got to do, then you got to keep building. You got to keep building. Building relationships. You mean adding on to the church building? Adding on to numbers? That's not what I'm talking about. It's all about us as individuals. Focus on the right things. And if we're focused on the right things, this is what he said, for other foundation can no man lay that is laid. It's already been laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. He said, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. A reward. In other words, he loves you anyway. He says this, and goes on to say, if any man work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as by fire. Know ye not that our temple, he says, know ye not that we are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. He said, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether of Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world, or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Now tell me, that's a team. That's a team I want to be on. That's a team you need to be on. A team that is one of solid foundation of where they're coming together and they're building up the kingdom of God and letting the world know that we're still trying to focus on the right things that God has in store for us. Well, we make mistakes, absolutely. We're human beings. But God is that sure foundation. And what are the results if you don't? Oh, the results if you don't. What did Jesus say? What if we're not on that solid rock? What if we're not on that sure foundation? What if you've heard the Word of God? You've heard it, and you're still not doing what He asked you to do. I'll tell you, He said the ruin of that is great. You know, I thought to myself today, in closing, that there was a man who, you know, he really tried hard. I believe he did. I believe he tried to do the right things. He was even instructed of Jesus, and Jesus asked him a question. Mark chapter 10. It says, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled down to him and said, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth up. I've done all those things. Maybe you think, well, I'm focused on the right things. I came to church today. You know, I can think of a few times I went to church and I got so fussed at and got so mad that, you know, I just didn't even want to be at church that day. Maybe you're feeling that way today. I love you anyway, but He loves you more. But listen to what He says. You say, Brother Spurgeon, I try to be a hearer of the Word, a doer of the Word. I'm on that solid foundation, but it just seems like that everything that I'm doing, what is that one thing that I lack? Do you know that in most cases that's all it is? Just one thing. Have you found out what that one thing is? The one thing. First of all, even though he kept all these things up and he lacked one thing, you know what Jesus still did to him? This is what it says. Jesus, behold him, loved him. And said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. Jesus said, if you want to know what you got to do to inherit eternal life, hear what I got to say. He already knew he had kept all those commandments. But he said, hear this, and then do it. I'll guarantee you that young man heard everything Jesus said, but there was still one thing he just wasn't going to do. And what happened to that man? He was sad at that thing, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. I don't know what it is. I have a hard enough time finding out what the one thing that I lack. What's the one thing that I lack? What's the one thing?
I'm not going to be able to figure out what the one thing you lack, the second is I have a hard time figuring out what I lack. But one thing I do know, that even though I lack the ability to do a lot of things, when I focus on the right things, things, even when they're not any smoother, I react to them differently. I can react to them positively. I can take those stones that Satan throws at me. And let me tell you, when you leave here today, or even before you leave here today, there are going to be some stumbling stones out there in front of you. And God, He's going to be right there all the way. He knows where the stones are. He knows where the pitfalls are. How many of you ever read Pilgrim's Progress? Woo-hoo-hoo! Get you a copy of that. Oh, Christian. He said there was depots that had to go around. There were stones that had to crawl over. But you know what? When you got to the end, even before you could see it, you can see that celestial city. And as that pilgrim, he kept pushing through, trying to focus on the right thing. You want to know what to focus on? You focus on Jesus, and you've got the focus right. And then you listen to him. And then when you do what he says to do, then you might just hear at the end, and I hope to, well done. How good. And faithful servant. Because he said, all I ask you to do is be faithful over a few things. That's it. If you'll be faithful over a few things, he'll add great things that need to be added. If you're here, you've never been saved. Oh, get on that solid foundation. You do that right. That's the right thing to focus on. Just keep focusing on it until you get it. When you get it, and you got it, you tell everybody you know where you got it. You didn't get it at faith church. You didn't get it through Brother Spurgeon's sermon. Everybody that truly got good, old, heartfelt salvation got it from the same well. That well of salvation. It's the same water that you and I have both drunk from. It's an everlasting well that springs up in everlasting life. That's what God asked me to come and say today. And so today, please focus on the right things. Focus on what God wants you to do. As we stand and sing, we want to give an opportunity for the reception of members. Maybe the Lord spoke to you and said, you need to join this church. You've got a time and place where you know that you got saved. And the Lord wants you to come up here and be a part of this here. This is a great work. It's a good work. It's a work with a whole lot of potential. You know why? Because the old candle's still burning. That's why. That's why. And the Lord has us here for a reason. And He wants you here for a reason, and you hear His voice. One writer said, harden not your heart as they did in the days of provocation. I took this message and went that way with it. Oh man, just look at the children of Israel. That's what they did. They heard God, they saw God, and they still hardened their hearts. And they didn't do what God asked them to do. Every one of them perished in the wilderness, but two. We got one too here today that are still hanging in there. Thank you so much. So if you're here today, God knocks on your heart. And He wants you to join this church. We receive members. The church receives members by experiencing baptism, by letter, credible letter of sister church, life, faith, and order, by restoration. Or if you get scriptural baptism, maybe by statement. May have to table that and investigate it. But if you're here today and God's Spirit speaks to you and says, this is what I want you to do. Do the right thing. Focus on that. And then you can go away smiling saying that He loves me anyway. He loves me anyway. So we stand in faith.
Can we sing 282?
282. 282. Everybody just behind the Lord. You need to. You go to your church. The altar's always open. You need to come and pray. Come and pray. Hear His voice. And do what He asks you to do.
Thank you.
Church.
It's also the other grandfather's attendance. I'm not saying they're coming, but they just might come. I figure they won't come to hear me, maybe they'll come to hear the other grandfather. So if you'd like to come and be a part of that, come on back. You can, please pray for us and pray for each other. I love you. I know the Lord loves you more. I'm thankful for that. All hearts and minds are with you. Brother Don, would you have the benediction for us?
Father, we thank thee for this day. Thank thee for the message. Thank thee, Lord, for the word of the message. Thank thee for the people of faith. Thank thee for the
God
we put together. And pray, Lord, as you might bless our church, many souls might be saved.
Grant it, Lord.
Ask all of us tonight, go with us. Give us a good service every time.